remained active. He traveled, campaigned, and continued to try to influence politics from his home in New York, where he died unexpectedly in his sleep at age 60. One public official observed, "Death had to take Roosevelt sleeping, for if he had been awake, there would have been a fight." I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist who carried out twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside community have been neutralized, in their words, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. At least 14 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attacks in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the city of Cambrils, both attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Police suspect that at least 12 people were involved in the attacks, many of them Moroccans. President Trump scheduled to address the nation tonight, Monday night, about the way forward in Afghanistan. After a months-long review, Mr. Trump has decided on a strategy to end America's longest war, 16 years. Wilson Center South Asia analyst Michael Kugelman, says VOA tells VOA.